Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the second hour of our Mercury in Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And apparently we are still waiting to connect. Takes a while to connect with India, but I'm sure that's going to happen any moment. And I've been thinking things looked a little different, you know, because I'm not in the studio. I won't be back in the studio again until next week. So Nathan and I are Zooming. But Nathan, I was thinking things were looking a little different, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I think I figured it out, because while we were love training, you moved around and twisted your head. You have less hair on your head.
That took you long enough.
No, I'm it's just this effort. I was thinking I'm sure, because because you got your headset on, but it looks like you may even have taken out more on the side and stuff. So you have a little bit different style and a little less hair, don't you?
It's basically keeping the top, but just went around the sides and the back. So that's why you noticed during love training, because I took off my headset. And
right. There you go. There you go. That's because I was pretty sure. Yeah, there we go. Okay. And it looks like he's picking up the phone now. So that is most likely Eileen and Help Animals India. So we'll be able to get rolling with that shortly. But, you know, I didn't want to say, Nathan, are you losing your hair? You know, but as soon as he took his headset off when we were love training, then I could see that you actually carved out your hair there.
Yeah, it's starting to get uncontrolled chaos on the sideburns and around the ears. So it's like time to trim that up.
Some guys have them cut little designs in the side of your head and stuff. Are you going to have get creative and have art designs on your head?
No, I'm a to get a haircut like once every 2-3 months type person. So, when you get those things, they usually last like a week or two. Then you got to go back to the barber, and that's too many visits for me.
I understand. So, was I correct in assuming that Eileen has joined us?
She has. Just called
in. All right. Then we're heading to India. Well, not really. In spirit, we're heading to India. We're really heading to Seattle, I believe. Anyway, the chief cook and bottle watcher, founder, president, and all that good stuff, Eileen Weintraub joins us. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Share the news from India and what we're doing for Help Animals India.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much going on around here. I'm sure there's a lot going on there. So, you know, it's been a month since we've talked. So catch us up. And let's start with if we are joined by people who haven't heard about Help Animals India, give us the lowdown on what Help Animals India is all about.
Help Animals India is a USA charity and located in the Seattle area. And we're a nonprofit, and we give funding, training, and advice to India animal shelters and groups, and also in Nepal. So one of the things I want to talk about today is that it's 20 years since I first went to India in 2003.
Wow. So that's when this whole started? You went to India for the first time in 2003?
Yes. And what a trip that was. So,
now,
but anyhow,
before that, let's reminisce just a little bit, because I don't know. So in 2003, you made your first trip to India. Now, were you kind of an animal rescuer or helper or into animal stuff already before you went to India?
Of course, yes. See, my story is that I grew up in the streets of Brooklyn, New York, and we had street animals back then. Dogs that I would feed and worry about, and of course all the cat lady all over, and birds we would rescue. So I'm an animal advocate my whole life. I helped start our Seattle area feline cat rescue project in the 90s.
Wow.
And I was just reminiscing and reading some of my old journals from the 90s, and there was a lot more, everything has improved so much here since then.
Uh-huh.
With all the cat groups, and of course there's a lot to do, especially since the pandemic, things are short staffed.
Right.
But anyhow, I've also been into Eastern religion since a young age.
I've got to say, Eileen, I don't know if you're moving around, but Nathan, I don't know if you can hear it, but every once in a while I'm having a little trouble understanding what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, in the 90s, we started learning about India's animals and groups that were helping there. There was a,
and that was that's before your first trip, but you were hearing about it in the 90s.
Okay. And I was helping raise money. There was a famous veterinarian, Dr. Michael Fox.
Yeah.
And he had a, for he was head of HUS, and he had a show on. His wife started a shelter in India.
I didn't know that. But, back in the 90s, that's when he published a really phenomenal book, I think, called Eating with Consciousness.
Yeah, he published
Eating with Conscience.
Yeah.
And I actually had him live in the studio with me on Animal World way back when.
Well, maybe when he was visiting us in Seattle.
Yeah,
it was 1999. He came for the WTO protest.
Well, that may have been, you know, I don't know exactly when it was, but I know I had him on the show, in the studio with me. Interesting.
So in the 90s, I connected with, I still remember, I saw one of his articles, and it said about India's animals, and I said, oh, that's for me. So that was in the 90s, and then I had a spiritual teacher. She would say every year, come to India, come to India. So 2003, I made my first trip, and as was my habit, can you hear me okay now?
Yes, yes, very good.
When I traveled around in the States, I would always say, oh, you know, where's the nearest animal shelter where I'm traveling, just in case I find an animal. So I did. I visited three animal shelters in India, three different places, and I brought checks to help. And then I came back in 2004, and then there was the Indian tsunami came at the end of 2004.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, 500,000 people died worldwide.
Right, yeah.
So sort of put everyone, at that time, we formed the Tsunami Animal Alliance. So all the groups came together to help. And medical doctors in this country were saying, they wanted to go over and help. So the veterinarians also did. But where would they go? So we would help advise them and bring them over. And so that was a very busy time. So then when the veterinarians would go and visit these animal shelters in India, they wanted to improve things. So I remember one group I went to, and I still have a photo of this. They showed me a bin of puppies, a bin. Maybe, they would just put them all in one bin. And they said, half of these puppies would die this night because of distemper. They had no concept of quarantine.
Wow.
So when the veterinarians started going over, they started teaching about quarantine and better health practices. And I went back to India almost once a year, and then in 2008 is when I formed Help Animals India, because people were pressuring me. They wanted, a tax deduction if they were going to help. That's it in a nutshell.
No, that makes sense. And boy, what you have built up as a result of that is amazing, because a lot of times, you have, if we're donating and want to help, we have to find a place to donate to. And if you don't live in the country, that can be very difficult. And but Help Animals India is not, you don't have like a storefront in India or something. You support all kinds of different animals and different organizations, and help with different projects. I mean, you help with the dogs and the cats and the elephants, and I don't know what else, but I'm amazed at what you've put together, Eileen. It just is phenomenal.
Well,
and then you were there. You went back again just this last year.
Yes, I had an amazing trip in September, and that was after a few years. We had a conference in the Himalayas. Mm-hmm. It was called the Himalayan Vegan Conference, so all the groups came together to support the idea of more of a vegan diet, how the cows are treated very poorly, and people need to get back to more of a basic diet that they had already. Excuse me, in India, dal and rice. And
uh-huh.
So, the concept of a vegetarian vegan diet is there very much in India already. So just reintroducing that. So that was in Nepal, and then we helping the dogs in Nepal, because the overpopulation of dogs threatens everybody and threatens the existing dogs. There's just too many dogs, and, rabies is a threat, and people need to be able to go out on the street and feel safe and some people love the dog, some people hate the dog, so we just need to help keep the dog population in control and not, you know, and endless puppies. So, you know, when they started saving the puppies, you know, nature had so many pups, you know, had the mothers give so many puppies or kittens for a reason, because they didn't survive. So when you start helping and you're helping them survive and you're you know, making the population stronger by feeding them, you have to do the spay-neuter also.
But you've been working with organizations over there. I know you've talked before about needing to do work with veterinarians in that. Wasn't there a time where they didn't even really focus on spaying and neutering or know how to do it even?
Well, that's for the, the standards were pretty low. So there's groups that help improve the standards. And, you know, because basically Indian veterinarians were mostly trained for cows, for rural work, and there was no concept of having pets. But when...
Right, and you're talking, this is a significant, you're not talking just about some stray dogs, because you say 33 million street dogs in India. Is that still true?
Yes, unfortunately. And during the pandemic, things, you know, slowed down in terms of spaying and neutering them. So there are a lot of government programs to do that. But, you know, things have fallen back quite a bit. And that's when I was there in September, I was pretty shocked by some of the conditions. So
wow.
Everything has to get going again. So there's some government programs to help spay and neuter the dogs. And let's see, in 1960, India said it was illegal to kill the dogs. That, you know, there's something called the Animal Welfare Board of India. So India is not a country that is totally, you know, a blind eye towards animal rights and, you know, the feelings of protecting nature. And that's very much in their constitution. It's just a question of the laws being implemented. So the British were killing the dogs for, you know, decades and decades, and somehow that didn't work. And people, you know, it's a very upsetting thing that happened. So they started making the law that you would have to spay-neuter them instead. So the government did start training the vets on how to spay-neuter them. I think what you're remembering is that the vets didn't know how to do cat spay-neuter.
So, yeah, that must be it. That must be it,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But, because once you started getting a handle on the dogs and working with that, then you had to recognize that there are also cats in India.
Yeah, and, you know, there's people who love the cats and people who don't like the cats, so that's why we have a major project in one of the major cities of Bangalore, or Bengaluru, as they call it today. And these are these projects, you know, and there's cats all over, and not everybody is happy about that. So the cat rescuers have a hard time. So that's why we're doing hundreds of cats a month in this one city.
Wow. Wow.
Other places in India, you don't even see cats because there's so many dogs or monkeys, or, you know, it's just not as favorable for them in other parts of India.
So mass dogs, millions and millions of dogs, apparently lots and lots of cats. But you also mentioned, and I know that there are lots of monkeys just hanging out. And it just occurred to me, I don't know if I've ever asked you, do you... because there, you know, we read lots of stories about the monkeys that, you know, people get upset with their behavior sometimes. Do they spay and neuter monkeys?
I'm not up to the current situation with that, but yeah, they have tried and they have to do some of that, but it's not the top priority.
Yeah, I didn't know if they'd even messed around with that.
Or they'll just try and rehabilitate them and take them to live in the jungle. So, you know, there is a lot of monkey rescue that goes on, and hopefully they can get well enough to be released and live as wild animals. not dependent.
All right. Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and we need to keep Nathan happy and us on schedule. So we need to take care of advertisers for a couple minutes, and then we will continue our discussion with Eileen and find out more about Help Animals India. And we'll check on the elephants, of course. I watched an elephant show last night, Walking with Elephants on Animal World, and then there was another one on National Geographic last weekend, I think, but some great elephant programming. Anyway, we'll talk more with Eileen from Help Animals India straight ahead. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are here till noon, and today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And you can find a lot of the dog supplements in local pet stores. And I know they carry it up at Bridges where I shop. And you can also get them online. And, of course, you can check them all out at NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, check out our premier sound healer of the Northwest. That would be Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's phenomenal to work with her in person in the gong room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that. And you can check it out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call to schedule in person or remotely, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And My goodness, Nathan, you flashed me the window again. You got the sun is peeking out down there. It looks like we're in two totally different places.
Oh, it's still dealing with gray clouds above you and a little bit.
Mike's clouds don't look anything like yours. It's still very gray and very clouded. But you know what? You're right. The weather report has changed just since last night when I checked. And you weren't kidding about the warm weather, because it was saying it was going to rain today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, but now just barely a little rain tomorrow. But on it says for next Sunday, Nathan, 90 degrees.
Oh,
what the heck is going on?
That's right, because when I was checking it yesterday, it would only go out to Saturday, so I can look at it again and see what's happening on Sunday, and yeah, we're getting close there.
Yeah, it says here in Monroe, 90 degrees next Sunday. So, gosh, maybe we'll be wearing t-shirts when we come in next week.
Yeah.
That's amazing. T-shirts and sandals. All right. Well, that sounds more like India, the temperature in India, but let's find out. We are in the middle of a discussion with Eileen from Help Animals India. Do you know, Eileen, what's the weather like in India at this time of the year?
Well, that's what I wanted to mention, because I was shocked 2 weeks ago when they told me in one area it was already 40 to 44, that's Celsius, or 104 to 110 degrees.
Oh, my word.
That was in March.
In March, wow.
Because India is on a different sort of weather cycle. They have very, very hot weather from now until about June, and then the monsoon comes. So there's no rain. There's a fantastic movie. I think it's on Netflix. It's 4 hours long, called Lagaan, L-A-G-A-A-N. And it's a wonderful musical. It's about British India and the waiting for the monsoon. So everything revolves around that. You can imagine, you know, for the farmers and for all the people. So then you get the rain and, of course, the possibility of all the flooding later on. But right now, I just checked our main project in Varanasi, the high of 105.
Wow.
And so, you know, but my eyebrows really raised when you said it was going to be 90 here, because we're simply not used to it.
Nope, mine says, now, I'm reading my weather feed for Monroe, but it says that Wednesday 70, Thursday 73, Friday 80, Saturday 86, Sunday 90, and Monday 87, and then it drops down to 81 on Tuesday. But, I mean, that's even big summer temperatures for us.
Yeah,
but to have crazy.
Well, I'm going to a garden sale. I'm going to get my tomato plants. So get your tomato starts so you can have them. I used to, the only complaint about the weather in this area was that you couldn't grow tomatoes. So now we can.
Well, yeah, it should be enough sun to do that, or at least enough warmth, but amazing.
But what I wanted to mention about India was one of the things that the groups that we're helping do is called Water Bowl Projects. And I think we've discussed this before. So when these high temperatures before the rains come, everyone is busy putting out water bowls for the animals.
I was just going to ask you about that when we got to talking about the heat, because, you know, I'm sure that the street dogs, the cats, the monkey, all of that, they adjust, you know, to this the climate they live in, but they still have got to drink a lot of water, I would think.
And so they have these big water bowls for the cows, for the street cow.
Wow.
And then the little birds come by. So these need to be made every year and filled up. Now, India, ancient times, has a tradition of leaving out water, and that would include human travelers, like beggars or mendicants or, traveling holy people, and they would have water be put out for them in front of the house.
Wow.
You know, that's a wonderful tradition. You know, India has its beauty. We call it the land of Ahimsa, which Ahimsa means non-harming. So, you know, the philosophy there, it's just the challenges of today. India has now, sadly, surpassed China in terms of human population.
And, really? Really? Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and also the land mass is a lot smaller than
yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. So what? So yeah. You've got some kind of project going? Are you what paying for water bowls or what? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we've fund them so that they can get the water bowls and distribute them with the volunteers. And, you know, there's just some wonderful young people now that do volunteer. And they will distribute them for people, you know, bring them to people's houses. Will you be willing to put the water bowl out? And people agree, you know, and keep filling it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's excellent to know that they do that. So even though they're street dogs, there still are many that really care about them, and you're doing your best to help them be able to care for them properly, and that's really
yes.
great.
That's what we call them, our community dogs. So a lot of them are, they're very much attached to their block, and people feed them and care for them, but you know, if they want to care for them, they can't exactly take them to a private vet, you know, so that's why they have to take them to some of our groups as they can. So when I started Help Animals India, I gave it that big grand name because I wanted people in the U.S. to know, you know, what it was about.
Right.
Now,
well, it's a perfect name.
Yeah, but with people search online, so we get inquiries every day from all over India, and it some of them are very sad, and sometimes the English is not good, so they'll just write, you know, dear sir, my, you know, the dog child is not well, so they don't even know the name, you know, for puppies. So it's so sweet, you know, that they would write that way. So I do have volunteers who answer these emails and direct them to where they can go in their area.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, or if there's nowhere they can go, we just try and encourage them, you know, as best you can. I mean, there's people all over the world rescuing animals. They don't have, an internet to ask what to do. And, you know, people have helped animals since time immemorial.
All right. So is there anything else on your list that we need to cover today?
Well, you want to talk about the elephants?
I was going to say, because if you don't have anything else, I want to know about the elephants.
Okay.
There's been some really good elephant programming last night on Animal Planet. There was a show I hadn't seen, Walking with Elephants. And man, Eileen, it was eye-opening. This guy... wanted to do a trek, with the elephants because they travel. It was a 250-mile trek, and he had a guide with him. He said it was too dangerous to do alone, and then they had a camera guy and someone to protect him. But and they're out there by themselves in the middle of nowhere, you know, tracking elephants and stuff. And I had a real kind of rude awakening last night because what he talked about was what they were going through in just being the humans walking where they were, that they had to be really careful. And then all of a sudden there's a herd of giraffe. Well, they just had to kind of stay away from them. And then the giraffe got spooked. And so they thought, well, that's probably because of lions. And so they had to run and hide. And then a whole pack of lions come through. But then he started talking about something I hadn't even thought about. He said, now I know, I'm learning what it's like for these animals to live naturally in their environment. they are in a constant state of anxiety.
Of fear, yes.
Of fear. Yes. And I finally, you know, I tuned into that. It was like, oh my God, I can't imagine living in that. You know, how would you ever know if you're okay and be able to sleep? And then they ran, they found the first herd of elephants, and the elephants were all freaking out because of the poaching, you know? And so they were really, they would
What country was this?
Well, I'm not remembering
exactly. What continent
was this? Well, yeah, I'm going to have to check it again to be sure. I don't think it was, it was probably Africa. I don't think it was India. It was Africa. Somewhere in Africa. But,
well,
it, you know, yeah, it, I just for the first time really related to being a wild animal, a prey animal, and the constant anxiety and fear that you have to live in.
Yeah, well, that's why I never wanted to become an animal communicator. You know, I just don't have the strength, you know, when you really tune into the suffering of the animal realm, and it's hard. So that's why, you know, when we do what we can, you know, just to save each animal we can, it makes such a difference in their lives.
Yeah, no, I know, and you work with, you're working with an elephant group that you have rescued some elephants, and so I think mostly, you know, you're working saving elephants that have been exploited or, you know, abused by humans. But there is a wild population of elephants in India, isn't there?
Yes, but that's down in numbers. So I think there's only a few thousand.
Because then I would imagine they probably have poaching issues in India as well.
The poaching issues are more for other kind of animals. We've just rescued a bunch of turtles that people were going to eat. The poaching issues, somehow that's not as much a situation as it is in Africa, but there is difficulties where the elephants are going across farmland and, you know, creating havoc or getting hit by train tracks. So the wild population has less and less places to go.
Wow. So how many elephants do you have at this sanctuary?
Well, the fifth one just came a few months ago when I was there. There were four, and they just got the fifth one, and they're building more structures. So we're planning on getting eight. And so we need funding. I mean, they're depending on our help here. We're not the only funders, but we're a big part of what they're doing. And these elephants are so sweet. They're female elephants that have been basically in bondage, you know, their whole life. You know, everyone complains about the zoos here, but they were in much more abusive conditions, very, very small corrals, not getting to stand on grass and being chained up and not having the company. Some of them were solitary, not having the company. So it's been really beautiful to watch the new friendships forming of the five. You know, two of them are hanging out together, and the other two are hanging out together, and one is protective of the other. So, you know, they're all forming their own troop, matriarchic troop.
Elephants are so intelligent, and of course they're herd animals and very family-oriented, and have an incredible emotional energy with them.
Yeah, but I always say, you know, I don't want to just be attracted to the exotic animals, but there's nothing like being around an elephant. What can I say?
What? And you're rescuing, you have to rescue them because they're used as entertainment. You know, street elephants and so forth. And isn't that's where a lot of the abuse comes from, is people privately owning them?
No, it's the temples. In Hinduism, they represent the elephant god Ganesh.
Oh, okay.
So that's so they'll have one elephant at the temple, and they'll train her to give blessings. to the people in the trunk. So you give her something to eat, she'll give you a blessing, but then they're kept in these solitary places their whole life to give the blessings. And now I just put that in, I think, one of our emails, which I hope people will sign up for on our website, helpanimalsindia.org. I put there, they built these robotic elephants. You know, there's so much ingenuity in India.
Yeah.
There's so many great tech people. So they built, and maybe they could do something like this at Disneyland, too. They built these giant robotic elephants that, you know, give a blessing. And
wow. So, much better.
I heard that PETA got one of these because they're going around and giving talks about, you know, how to help elephants. So they got one of them also. So.
Well, yeah, because obviously having one single elephant at a temple to do blessings, I mean, what kind of blessings can that elephant do if his life is, their life is miserable and it's total abuse?
Yeah.
Just not fair.
So each one has a story and, you know, it's a long time to get each one and now we have five, so...
All right, everybody. So as you can hear, Eileen and Help Animals India are just tap dancing to take care of all of these different kind of animals in India. And the organization has grown to be so helpful and is so dependent on. And so we really need to help out. It's real easy to donate to Help Animals India. The website is probably one of the best websites I've ever seen. Eileen just does a fantastic job. You really need to get signed up for the newsletter. And she doesn't bombard you with all kinds of goofy email you don't need. She's very careful about only sending out the newsletters. And that's infrequent, but the information is phenomenal. And it's real easy to donate through the website, probably the easiest donation setup I've had to do or, you know, I've done. So I have an automatic donation going every month so that I don't forget about it. But I'd love it if all of you could do that, too. So tell us, Eileen, the best way for people to make contact and donate some money.
Well, just go to helpanimalsindia.org and click on the donate button. And the dollar is very strong, and it's twice as strong as when I first started this charity. Wow. And all the donations go directly to save animals. So we really appreciate your help, Martha. And I can't believe you'd run this radio show, Help So Many Animals, and Help India's Animals. So you're an inspiration also. Thank you so much.
Well, trying to do my little part, and I don't hold a candle to what you're doing, Eileen, and I am just in awe of the organization you've built and the help that you provide. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope it's a wonderful, productive month and that we don't have India's temperatures over here. 90's way too hot for me already, if that's happening next weekend. At any rate, you have a great month, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again in June.
Okay, we'll have an email before that, so I help people just add their email to our website, and that would encourage us all. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. And we'll look for that movie, Lagaan, L-A-G-A-A-N, right?
L-A-G-A-A-N.
Great. All righty. Thank you, Eileen. Talk to you next month.
Okay.
God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. We're going to take care of advertisers and then do some current events before we get on the love train one last time for this week. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hello and hi from Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, May 7 at 1 p.m. for the panel Planet Buzz focused on Jupiter's year cycle in Taurus, a time to manifest dreams in alignment to your values of purpose and meaning. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, May 7, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and that's what we do here. Dogs, cats, elephants, monkeys. We do them all. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful best practitioner and energy codes gal, Linda Rasmussen. And our next healing show with her and brother, Dr. Nels, will be next Sunday. So I hope you'll be here. Fortunately, our studio is air conditioned, so we'll be comfortable even if it's 90 degrees. And Nathan, thank you for sending it up this direction. Finally, I can see a patch of blue sky.
There you go. I knew it was coming.
My roof is still dripping, but I have a patch of blue sky.
And soon you might see those little water vapors as it becomes mist and steams
up.
Yeah,
you know, that's very likely if the sun comes out, get mist because it's totally wet up here. So anyway, but I'm not seeing sunshine, but I can see a little bit of blue sky. So that's a good sign.
More to come.
Yep. And anyway, and if y'all do anything fabulous for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So before we run out of time, Nathan, how about we do some current events? Alrighty, current events here. Now, I already told you May is National Pet Month, so you get to celebrate your animal friends all month. And May 20th is National Rescue Dog Day. So if you want to rescue a dog, that's the day to do it. And if you have a rescue dog, you can make it their special day and have a rescue dog party. And for you, Nathan, I have a new addition to current events.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Bark in the Park.
June I figured 1st. That would be it. June 1st.
Thursday, June 1st, 6 p.m., according to my sources.
Let's see. Am I looking at the... Which year am I looking at here? Is this 2023? I'm seeing May 25th is going to be the next Bark at the Park.
Huh. And I just got... Now, maybe this is just... is there a Bark at the Park on June 1st?
No, there's May 25th, July 17th would be the next one after that.
Oh, I wonder, because I got Sam's Cats and Dogs. Maybe they've got it wrong.
Okay. Well, maybe.
But that's what they said they were going to be there.
Yeah, this says it's back for 2023, so interesting.
All right, well, check the dates for Barks in the Parks, but there's more to come if you want to take your dog to the ballpark coming up.
I know we're going
to
at least one.
Yeah, Abby got to go last year, so she gets to get to go to a Bark in the Park at some point, huh?
Yes, I did get confirmation that we will be going at some point. I guess it's just more of a matter of finding out what their little giveaway is for the dogs because they always give like some sort of dog-related item to the dogs for attending, like a leash or a collar. So I want to just make sure we don't double up on what we're getting so we can really decorate Abby in Mariner's merch.
Oh, that sounds fun. I think your mom saw it, but I posted something on Facebook within the last few weeks. A border collie
the
that
nanny?
was scared of baby kittens.
Yeah,
but then ended up being a really good nanny, and now she raises rescue kittens. And I thought, you know, your Abby could do that.
It's hard to say though. We still have that neighbor cat that really loves to antagonize Abby at the window. Hear Abby bark ferociously. And next thing we know, we go look out the window, and sure enough, there's Simba just out there just kind of teasing Abby and giving her a hard time. So I don't think she's really the best with cats. But that dog in the video has an identical face to Abby.
Didn't she? I thought it kind of looked like Abby. You know,
yeah,
I
the
guess
rest of the body, no. But
no,
the face
yeah,
and
right.
ears, spot
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah, sort of was. Okay, so let's see. What else we got on current events? Let's see. Well, you know that Linda Rasmussen continues to offer a free best session to anybody, any new client that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. So her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she would be happy to give you a free session, which you can do in person at the Interspace facility, the Old Rainier Brewery, or she can do it remotely. And the number to call or text for a free session with Linda Rasmussen is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All right, now coming up, Northwest Stream Center up in Everett. Next big show is next Saturday. That's all about beavers. Great presentation. Sammy the Salmon will be there and Fred the Head. They do some goofy stuff too. But all about beavers, great presentation. And they show you the IMAX movie Beavers, so that's very cool. So you can go to IMAX, see the IMAX movie Beavers, and learn all about them. Northwest Stream Center, Saturday, May 13th. That's at 1 p.m. and $5 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $7 if you're not. And they'd like you to call and let them know you're coming. 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. All righty, let's see what else have we got going on here. Almost getting close to for Homeward Pet. Their annual fur ball auction and dinner is Saturday, May 20th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. HomewardPet.org for that. And gosh, next weekend is the 2023 Seattle Humane's Tuxes and Tails, and that's at Magnuson Park Hangar 30. And Tuxes at SeattleHumane.org is the email address. And if you don't have your tickets, you better grab them, because it's next Saturday is Tuxes and Tails. And golly. And then, of course, for Meow, and it's a good thing that Marilyn's missing this month, because we'll have a chance to talk more about this in detail the first Sunday of June, because Meow's big annual fundraiser is coming up, and that would be Fine Wines and Felines, which will be June 17th, and that's at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus. And then remember, Meow is open these days now, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons, 1 to 5 p.m. if you want to go to the shelter and visit the kitties and perhaps adopt someone. And if you go to meowcatrescue.org, you can click on available cats and kittens. They also have some dogs in foster, and see what is available. So that kind of wraps us up for current events. And Kelly, that means it's about time to start the love train again. So I'm sorry I got that Bark in the Park date run, but it was a part of a newsletter that just came out, and they said that we're inviting everybody to come and attend because they were going to be there. So
maybe it's a special. Are they bringing their dogs, or are they just going to a Mariners game as like a group event?
No, it was an official Bark in the Park post. So I don't know.
Maybe they're bringing the bark to the park.
Yeah, who knows?
Who
but
knows?
Anyway, you need to know your Westminster Dog Show is happening. Has started yesterday and today. And the show's Monday and Tuesday, and Fox will air. And it looks like the group judgings would be like in the I think it was like in the 5 to 7:30 Eastern time, maybe. So you have to check the Westminster Kennel Club, you can Google that. You'll come up with the information, but it's later in the day, but it's East Coast time. So, it'll be kind of like late afternoon, early evening will be the group judging. And then the second groups of judging and best of show will happen Tuesday. So, I think that covers all the bases. And it is time to get on the love train one more time for today. And remember, this is our chance to get exercising and get our juices flowing and get revved up for the day and the week. You've got chores to do like I do after the show. I gotta take care of those Hummers, you know. I energize. Well, I'm going to tell you first, though, that dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, you kind of can, because you can dance in your head, or you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join me on the love train. Nathan and I will be doing it. We put on different sunglasses the last time, so we're playing with our filters and all of that, having a good time. And here we go with the energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program starts our next hour right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.